I was doing an interview, a radio interview, in Spokane, Washington a few years ago, and the interviewer said, you know, Indians exploited salmon too. And I said, no, they didn't. They ate them. And he said, well, what's the difference? And I said, well, they gave them respect for the spirit in exchange for the flesh. And I knew that that answer was pretty much bullshit, but I'm a male, and so I'm required by law to answer every question that's asked of me. And so anyway, that afternoon, I went out, and I sat next to this tree that I had a long relationship with, and I asked the tree, what is the fundamental predator-prey relationship? And the tree gave me the answer right away, which is, if you consume the flesh of another, you now take responsibility for the continuation of that other's community. If you consume the flesh of another, you now take responsibility for the continuation of that other's community. So if I consume the flesh of Klamath River salmon, I now take responsibility for the continuation of the Klamath River salmon community. I got in a big argument a few years ago with this guy because he said that because I use toilet paper, I'm just as culpable for deforestation as the CEO of Weyerhaeuser. I knew that answer wasn't quite right, but I couldn't really respond to him, and I just except to say no. And oh, I have to tell you this. You know, those of you who've read my books, I'm not really as smart as I seem, because one of the great things about being a writer is that I get to win every argument. Because like in the books where I have a conversation where my friend says something really smart, and then I say something really smart back, and then they say something really smart, and I say, that's not how it happened. How it really happened is they said something really smart, and I said, yeah, that makes sense to me. And then I go back, and then I call them up like 6 weeks later, and I've got this smart response. And then they immediately say back to me the next thing, and it's like, I'll get back to you. Well, and I have a great example of that from a couple weeks ago. I did this radio interview in Santa Barbara, and it was so horrible. It was this right-wing, anti-environmentalist, property rights, uber olives, Bible thumper. And he basically just wanted an environmentalist to yell at. And it was so interesting because he kept saying, you know, I was talking about, you know, 90% of large fish in the oceans are gone on dioxin every mother's breast milk. He kept saying the same thing, which is, Derek, get back in the real world. And that's his real world. I mean, think about this. Those of you who are either in college or have been to college, I mean, all the time people are saying, what are you going to do when you get in the real world? And what they mean, of course, is what are you going to do when you get to industrial capitalism? You know, it's like, what am I going to do when I get in the real world? I'm going to roll around in the dirt, you know? Anyway, so he ended the interview, right near the end of the interview. He said, in Genesis, it says that God gave man dominion over the earth. And it's very clear that you don't have an appreciation for that. And my answer was pretty tepid. I basically said something about how if you attempt to express dominion over something, then you're going to not be able to enter into a relationship with it, and you're probably going to kill it. And it's an okay answer, but wasn't that great. And like 4 hours later, I came up with the answer I should have given to him. And the answer I wish I would have said is, when he said, you know, it's clear you don't have an appreciation for God giving man dominion over the earth, I wish I would have said, no, actually, I do. I have great appreciation for that. In fact, just last night, I was talking to God, and God said, you know, when I said before that God gave man dominion over the earth, I wasn't specific enough. What I really meant is God gave Derek dominion over the earth. And God especially gave Derek dominion over radio interviewers from Santa Barbara. And so what this means is that everything of yours, Andy, actually belongs to me. And if you don't like it, me and my fellow religionists are going to come down and take it because God said we could. And if he said that that's not in the Bible, I would say, I can't help it if you read the wrong Bible. Where were we? Now you see why my books are written in a nonlinear fashion, by the way. Oh, so the guy said that because I use toilet paper, I'm just as culpable for deforestation. So I didn't have an answer. And he said, well, go ask a tree. And I did. I went out and asked a tree. And the tree said, you're an animal. You consume things. Get over it. And then the tree said, yes, you are actually culpable, but not because you consume the flesh of a tree. You're culpable because you consume the flesh of a tree and you don't stop Weyerhaeuser. That's why you're culpable, because you don't fulfill your end of the bargain. If you consume the flesh of a tree, you now take responsibility. Once again, the problem is not me consuming the flesh of a tree. The problem is me consuming the flesh of a tree and not taking responsibility for the continuation of the forest community.